America Weekend.
Hey, welcome back to America Weekend. Valerie Smaldone and friends keeping you company today. As you start to think about your career, maybe you're thinking, you know, I'd like to get into management. I'd like to move up in the world, in my business. Well, you know, some people are just not cut out for that particular position. Actually, there's an article that came to my attention on CheatSheet.com that actually enumerated five types of employees who are not really management material at all. And maybe this can help you if you recognize yourself as one of these individuals, the way that they're described, maybe this is something you can change. So these are people, according to CheatSheet.com, that are not going to be excellent candidates to be manager. Number one is the control freak. That's a micromanaging type of person. He's a perfectionist who wants to be involved in every decision, the slightest, most benign decision, like what snacks are in the break room, that kind of person. Control freak bosses make for very unhappy employees. They can't reach their full potential. And of people who've worked for a micromanaging boss, 68% said that that personality was so bad for morale, and a good number also said it decreased their productivity. So this is not a good trait to have if you're looking to get into management. The next one is the responsibility dodger. This is somebody who passes the buck, even when you're the big boss. Now, you know, when you're in that position, you can't pass the buck any longer. You can't blame other people. You are in that seat for a reason, and it ends with you. So bad managers may try to point the finger at people, other people, when their deadlines aren't met. It's a very bad mistake because, once again, ultimately, the boss is responsible to make sure the team meets its goals. You've seen Celebrity Apprentice. You see how that works. Even if there's a great person in the position of a big boss and their people are not doing well, that person is responsible for not galvanizing the team. So be aware of that. The wishy-washy leader. Ah, that's somebody who really can't make decisions. They're not forward thinkers. They can't make up their mind. They have an inability to set clear goals. That is not good management material. A good manager needs to listen and adapt, but they also have to be strong leaders with a vision and a goal and timelines and have other people on their team adhere to that frame, which they set up. So that's a very important thing to be aware of. The slacker, these are people who already have trouble doing their job, and they're sort of like not that interested. They're not going to set anything on fire. So when you have the position of boss or management, it's more responsibility. So if you feel like you really don't want to work that hard, this position is not for you. If you're kind of lazy, not management material, not going to get your promotion at work. Keep that in mind. If you're somebody who doesn't really have that passion, it's not going to work for you. And this one is very, very interesting. If you're too nice, a team member who's too nice, you know, we always see the people that aren't the nice people, they get promoted. It's because they have to make difficult decisions and they don't care about being nice to other people. So people who are too soft, maybe vulnerable, they can't take on tasks that would cause heartache for other people. Managers have to give tough feedback and they can't shy away from doing that. So managers aren't always a nice person. Research shows that nice people are paid less than those who are less agreeable. That's a very important piece of information to learn about. Nice people are paid less than those who are less agreeable. I found that article very, very interesting and very instructive, and I hope you did too. So if you're thinking about, you know, I'd like to move up in my company, I'd like to get into management, think if you fit into any of those categories and consider how you may want to change if you do. Thanks for joining us. This is America Weekend, and I'm Valerie Smaldone. Happy weekend. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration. until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058. Use promo code AW or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Confidence is certainly an important characteristic for achieving big success.
However, recent research shows it may not be the most important. Self-compassion, rather than self-esteem, may be the key to unlocking your true potential for greatness.
Instead of judging yourself harshly, look at your shortfalls with kindness and understanding. You make a mistake. Learn from it, forgive yourself for it, and move on.
Studies have also found that those with more self-compassion have higher levels of optimism and happiness and experience less anxiety and depression.
Self-compassion creates self-awareness and even better self-esteem. That leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
You have to be in on the gag, but if you're sick of superhero movies, see the anti-superhero movie Deadpool. I'm in.
On June 3rd, the Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.